Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness here in the Imperial Valley. We're sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health, and that's my AM voice. I'm Scott, and I'm one of your hosts of the show. And it's always a pleasure to bring radio wellness to our community and by podcast throughout the world. You can get the podcast at kxoradio.com and share it with your friends. You know, when you hear stuff on the show and then go, oh, you know, Cousin Clem, like, totally should hear this. Now we've got a way to do that, because now you can just go to the podcast and cut and paste and click your address and send it to them, and
voila.
There you go. They get the next show. We're joined by Julie Lizarraga, and she's a community service worker who works at the Recovery Center. Boy, that's, keep cueing me on that one, okay? and we're talking about wellness recovery action plans.
Yes.
Because that's like the mental health version of the New Year's resolution. And in so many ways, in so many respects, it's stronger and it's better. And it's got a much more serious task in some respects. But it kind of serves the same thing. And perhaps even there's things that those of us who don't, although both of us have wellness recovery action plans, the people who don't have them can pick up some stuff today from the show and go, oh, you know, it may be easier for me to meet my goals if I take some of this stuff into account, right?
Right.
Hi, welcome back, Julie.
Why, thank you.
So we're talking about health, and we're talking about relationships as primary focus areas. Are there other focus areas that really end up being a critical part of the wellness recovery action plan?
Yes, actually, there's...
I knew you were going to say yes.
Yes, of course.
How was that for a softball? Here, hit it out of the park.
Why, thank you. So, of course, there's different aspects of the Wellness Recovery Action Plan that are beneficial to everybody, but especially those who have mental illnesses. And a lot of the times it's based on their symptoms. And so let's say somebody who has depression comes in and is participating in our program. We're able to help them with their depression by setting these goals and helping them to achieve their goals. And so some people just feel really down about themselves. And so some of our services, our linkage services, really benefit them. For example, we have a linkage service with Fitness Oasis, which is an exercise
It's a gym, yes.
It's a gym, but it's a way for our consumers to exercise free of cost, because many of them, as you know, are economically restrained, and so they do not have the means
and transportation and lifestyle. It's, you know, joining a gym is a
scary kind of,
it's kind of a unique cultural experience.
Yes, it is. And I mean, being able to join a gym is scary in some respects. At least it is for me. So I can only imagine those who
sure,
isolate.
Sure.
And
will
feel
I fit
depressing.
In? Right. What if everybody's in better shape than me?
What if everybody's staring at me? So being able to have personal trainers on staff and being able to advise people on nutritional foods and being able to help them to come up with a plan on, you know, being able to lose those 10 pounds or being able to just get a little bit more fit or just being able to begin a regular routine is so amazing for so many people. But we also have different services such as education. So we have IVROP, which is the Imperial Valley Recreation.
Regional Occupation Program.
Thank you. And we have different services through them. They offer basic skills, basic life skills for our consumers, and teaching them how to read, how to write, speak English, just how to manage their money.
Do you guys do GEDs and stuff like that?
We do. That's another part of IVROP's program. We have a GED instructor on staff, on site, every day, and Monday through Friday. And it's just a wonderful thing for us.
Do some of your clients come in and say, you know, what I really want to do is I really want to start, you know, I dropped out of school too soon. I want to get back. I want to start taking some classes. I want to see what I can do in terms of academic stuff.
Sure.
Is that something that walks in the door?
Sure. We get that a lot, actually. And even if it's somebody who has already graduated but just wants to get a little bit more enrichment. So they'll start practicing.
Lifelong learning.
Lifelong learning, exactly.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It. Heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.